I'm not sure who's responsible for the whatever it says on the posters, but last night I was supposed to be speaking about insights on Chol HaMoed. I'm not aware if at any time I ever said I was going to do something with that. But in order it should be Matzah Kishikra, let me just say over one line from one of the Choshim HaRishonim, the Rabbio. You know, one of the issues that there are of Chol HaMoed is not allowed to do Malacha. However, Dov HaAvod, something which is going to cause a person a considerable loss, there are heterim. The Rabbi says the reason for the heter that one is allowed to Dov HaAvod, one is allowed to do a Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Kedei Sheloi Yitztayer Al Avuda V'yevotel Milimudoi. If he will have tsar because of the fact that he won't, he'll incur a very considerable loss. V'yevotel Milimudoi, he won't be able to learn properly, which implies that basically what Chol HaMoed is about is it's a time for learning. Remember, the Yerushalmi says that Chol HaMoed is a time Oichlin V'sheisim V'yegeim the Torah. And the the Yosef Omer says that although Avada there is a mitzvah of Simchas HaChag and Chol HaMoed, eating and drinking, but Be'ikah, he says, the days of Chol HaMoed are there not, it's not the mitzvah HaGuf, it's mitzad HaNeshomo Yesh Lachisif B'Limudoi, because the Ikka Kedusha of Chol HaMoed is on the Shema. And Ad Kerei Kach, there's a cowboy who says that, you know, you're allowed to do Malach on Chol HaMoed. He said, Schoik and Kalos Rosh is worse. If Bamis not doing Malach, a person who is bottle, is Bamis going to come to sort of do things which, say things, behave in a way which is perhaps not quite appropriate, better to do Malach. Al Kalpolim Chol HaMoed, Chazal seemed to say, was a time which is given to the Kol Yisrael to be a gay b'limudoy. So perhaps we're doing something ka'in there today. I wanted to speak about the differences, some of the differences that one finds between Muktzah on Shabbos and Muktzah on Yom Tov. The Mechaber in Siman Tov Tzadihei makes it quite clear that as far as Yom Tov is concerned, there's an Issa of Muktzah. The Ad Kerei Kach, that there are dayas that hold that on Yom Tov Muktzah afal pi shemutzah b'Shabbos techmiruva b'Yom Tov asru. There are issues of Muktzah which the Gemara talks about which we, l'gabe Shabbos, are maker of. For example, Muktzah machmas miyus. It's a concept we find in Chazal. As far as Shabbos is concerned, we are makel, like Rav Shimon, Muktzah Machmas Mias is Mutter Metalto. Agav, when we talk about Muktzah here, Shimon, all the time we're talking about Muktzah means you're not allowed to move something. Muktzah on Shabbos means you're allowed to touch Muktzah. If you're allowed to touch a car. You're allowed to touch something which is not going to move. You're not allowed to touch something which might move, you're not allowed to move something on Shabbos. That's Muktzah. Muktzah, the Mechaber says himself, Tadihei, Afa Pisha Mutter the Shabbos, although there are the concepts of on Muktzah which are actually Mutter on Shabbos, Hechemiru by Yom Tov Asru. Hazam wa Machmer Yom Tov. Yom Tov has an inbuilt heter. You're not allowed to do Melachas on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Melachas on Yom Tov. But Melech HaSeichon Nefesh, the Terem Pasha's boy, was Masit, one is allowed to do on Yom Tov. Because of that, people consider Yom Tov to be not quite as severe as Shabbos, and therefore they can come to be Mekel more than one of them is allowed to do. For that reason, Chazal built in some Chumras in Yom Tov, which we don't have on Shabbos. So the Meshitas HaMachabin from the Tarihei is then that there are in Yonim HaMuktzah, which as far as Shabbos is concerned, would be Mutter, and Yom Tov would be Asur. The Meister, we, the Ashmer, don't pass them like that. far as we're concerned, any mukta which is mutter on Shabbos is mutter on Yom Tov, with one exception. The Mishnah passes like the Ramah, who says that noilad is asa on Yom Tov. Now, again, that can be a little bit misleading. There is what the Chayyim calls noilad gomor, and there is ke'enet noilad. Noilad gomor, and this is not the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, learns a little bit differently for the Chayyim, the Kiddushim, and the other Chayyim make it very clear that, say, you all know the first Mishnah Beya. A Beita Shenolda the Shabbos is noilad gomor. It was born on Shabbos. It wasn't there when Shabbos came in. That's a noilad gomor. Genuine noilad. If, say, a goy milked a cow on Shabbos, that's noilad gomor. The milk wasn't in the world when Shabbos came in. He's now extracted the milk from the cow on Shabbos. That's noilad gomor. And noilad gomor is also on Shabbos, just like it is on Yom Tov. That means one isn't allowed to move that pail which has that milk in it, or that beta which was noilad on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to move it. Those between Shabbos and Yom Tov. There is Finishian Yud, the Shabura brings down two other cases of Noilad Gomor. One is if, say, somebody made a fire on Shabbos. It's more sad for us to happen on Yom Tov. That boy made a fire. There was wood. That wood has been turned into ashes. Ashes is considered to be a completely new substance. That's Noilad Gomor. Those ashes, which weren't around when Shabbos came in, and they have been created during the course of Shabbos, that's Noilad Gomor. Noilad Gomor is also the culture. And he brings down another case, the Ilomis Hanoitzim, Shanoitzim, Maim, the Chodesh Nissen. It's the first time I learned it wrongly. I thought we were talking about rain. I'm not talking about rain. In Simashir Lamates, the Mishnah Berurah makes it clear that rain is not noilad. So Gemara Neirubin, and the Gemara, there is a suggestion in the Gemara Neirubin that rain, it comes down now on Shabbos. There is a suggestion that's noilad. And the Bema says, there's a prima godin who seems to say that rain is noilad. Mishnah Berurah clearly doesn't say that. He says rain's in. You want to put a bucket to stop, you know, to catch the drops of rain. If rain is noilad, then putting a bucket there will be mevatel keli meichonah. That keli, if the rain is noilad and it fills the bucket will be also to move. You're not allowed to be the vassal of Kedi Mechon on Shabbos. That Kedi when Shabbos came in was a Kedi which one was allowed to be metalful. Now, as a result of it having mukta in it, you won't be able to metalful it. But the Maish Mishmur says it's quite clearly, if the rain is, it's water, which is certainly royal of the Lishias Behema, maybe even royal of Lishias Sodom, it's not mukta, it's not noilav. And it was only a halabin in the Gemara. The Gemara apparently considers rain to actually have been in the clouds. It's around when Shabbos comes in, and it's just during the course of Shabbos it's come out of the clouds. It was there. It was basically there already, and the pressure, some sort of pressure, caused the water to come out of the clouds. It's not noilad. If it's not noilad, you can put a keli there to enough butter keli meichonah. It's some water. That's as far as rain is concerned. However, the Chayyim is talking apparently about sap. The Chodesh Nissan, there's some trees which will, there's some sort of process inside the tree which will cause some of the sap to come out. That, the Chayyim says, is Noilad Gomor. It wasn't around when Shabbos came in. It comes out now. That sap is Noilad Gomor, and you're not allowed to be metalkalit at all. So, Noilad Gomor, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. But there is a, you know, it's properly mukta. The chumra that the Ramah is machmir on Yom Tov as opposed to Shabbos is, and what we call Ke'enet Noilad. Ke'ein Noilad would be somebody was eating. He had chicken. He's eaten properly. There's no meat left on the bones at all. The bones are roi for a dog to chew. Roi the machal behemoth. Food which was machal odom when Yom Tov came in, and during the course of Yom Tov is no longer roi the machal odom, but has changed to become roi the machal behemoth. As far as Shabbos is concerned, that's not noilot. It's your mutter the talpi. Machal, which is roi the behemoth on Shabbos, you're out of the talpi. Even though it was a machal roi the odom when Shabbos came in, and it has changed now to machal roi the behemoth, that's not noilot domo. And therefore, as far as Shabbos is concerned, you're out of the talpi. On Yom Tov, that's where the chumrah of Chazal came in. They said on Yom Tov, we're going to make a chumrah Yom Tov which Shabbos doesn't have. And we're going to be machm on Ke'en Noilot. Is something which has changed its status, not entirely. I mean, this was a bone when Shabbos came in. It was Roy Lamachal. It was Roy Lamachal Odom. Now it's no longer Roy Lamachal Odom, it's Roy Lamachal Behemel. On Yom Tov, that becomes Luxor. On Yom Tov, it's Luxor, you're not allowed to be the calculus. Similarly, if you have shells, clippers of fruit, peel or shell, which a person wouldn't eat. This was the peel of a shell of a fruit, which when Shabbos came in, so it wasn't Muktzah. You've eaten the fruit. You're left now with a peel, you're left now with a clipper, which is Roi Lamach Behema, not Roi Lamach Lalam. On Shabbos, that's not Muktzah. On Yom Tov, it's Muktzah. Because on Yom Tov, something which is changed to be Machal Odom, Machal Behema, is Ke'en Noilad, Chazal will Machmer on Yom Tov. I should add, I'm not sure how relevant that is, as far as we're concerned for us, because there's certainly our opinion that when we say that something which is lawful, Roi Lamachal Behema, is not Mukta, and what is allowed to be covered, that's talking about a place where Behemoths are Matsui. If we are in a place where there are no behemoths, so basically it's Mukta. So we're in a place which is an Al-Farab and Mishibura as to what Matsui means. Al-Farab talks about being in a mowing hill or in a field where there are no animals. So he says in that case it's Mukta. If it's so objectionable that you're sitting in that room and it's the sort of thing which is still so morse on you that you can't really stand it, then there's another answer, a gratuity. But then it has to be you are actually using that room, it is so objectionable for you, then there's a heck of gratuity. That's it. But as such, something which is royal above the behemoth, and there are no behemoths around, certainly many pastors who seem to be of the opinion that you wouldn't be allowed, would be luxa for us. Another case of Ke'en Noilad would be if you had a Keli when Shabbos came in, that Keli broke. During the course of Shabbos it broke. It's still Roy the Melachta Rishonah. That means to say, it's not quite as, you can still use it, you can still use it in the same way that you had originally used it. But it's smaller now, it's broken, it's not, you can still use it in the way that Remus, you according to everybody, there's no problem at all. That's not Muktzah. What happens if a Keli breaks on Shabbos? You will no longer be able to use that Keli for the original purpose it was made. But you can use it in another way. As far as Shabbos, that's Ke'en Noilad. It was a Keli when Shabbos came in. It's a Keli now. It's a different Keli. You can't use it for the function that is being made, but you can use it as a Keli. As Ke'en Noilad. Ke'en Noilad on Shabbos is Mutter. You're allowed to use it. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to. So if a Keli breaks on Yom Tov, and that Keli, you can still, you can use it, but you can't use it in the way that you used it till now. then that clearly becomes mukta, and you're not allowed to move it on Yom Tov. When one makes a fire on Yom Tov, interesting, you make it, you're allowed to havara is something which is mutar on Yom Tov. It's on effort. When you make a fire, so you're taking wood, you may take a keli. Take a keli, and you burn the wood in keli, and that way you have a fire. During the course of the burning, that keli is going to stop being able to, it will lose its original function. At that moment in time, that wood becomes mukta. You're allowed to move wood on Yom Tov to make a fire. When you make the fire, if this wood now stops being able to be used in the way that we were able to use till now, it's now become mukta. You've got to be careful, you mustn't stoke the fire. That's something else. There is a heter, it would appear, you're making a fire in order to fry on it, to cook on it, fine. That's what you're allowed to do. But the actual wood itself, which is changed during the course of the fire burning, you're not allowed to move. Because you're now being metaltal a kain neither. You metaltal mukta. And that you're not allowed to do. Those are the chumras that one has as far as Yom Tov is concerned, as opposed to Shabbos. There are chulas. The Torah was matir, oichol nefesh. You're allowed to do a malacha, the Torah oichol nefesh, on Yom Tov. So the law says in two places, in Simchat Tes and Simchat Tes, the law says, just like malachas are musar asher on nefesh, you're allowed on Yom Tov to be metaltal mukta the Torah oichol nefesh. The Ramah says the Tzimtzum of the Tzav Gimel, the Tzarech Eichon, remember he's talking about a shpud, they suddenly used a piece of wood as a spit to roast the meat on. And that piece of wood doesn't have a shem keli. It's a piece of wood, you're allowed to take a piece of wood to use it to roast on. And once you finish with it, so you're not using it anymore, it's mukta. You're not really allowed to move it as such. Put it down. Be careful, put it down the way that people won't injure themselves. Says the more on that. On a tzorech oichol nefesh, mutar l'tav l'hakot, that's a mukta. When we're talking about oichol nefesh, you're allowed, mukta is in the way. Mukta will, the Torah allows you to do malachas of tzorech nefesh. You want to eat on Yom Tov, but the mukta is stopping you being able to eat. You're allowed to move the mukta. So Mishabura says, "He's going avonim oy offer hamonachim mitzvei peiros." You've got stones. A stone is on Shabbat is mukta machlas gufa. No, as such, in the ordinary way to move a stone on Shabbat, you're allowed to do that. There's a keli shemlach ben eser, so a gufa, so a stone is allowed to move. A stone is not a keli. A stone is proper mukta. You've got offer, and you want to get to truth, and these stones are in the way. You can move the stones, you can move the offer away in order to get to the truth. Says the Mishabura, however, that's where you're talking about being able to eat, having simchas yom tov. But if it was a tzeir of gufoi or makoimoi, you wouldn't be allowed to. There is a Machaber says in Simon Tafkut Beis, Ein Tzoyfkin es ha-gedeiro v'loya sa-aderes v'v'kha. It's a piece of wood. This piece of wood is mukta. You're allowed to use wood as firewood. That's it. But for such, it's mukta. You want to use this piece of wood to prop up the saucepan, to prop up the door, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with mukta on, not on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to use mukta. The only thing, wood, which is very used, it's fine, which you use for havara, that you're allowed to do. But as such, something which has to say become mukta on Yom Tov, say the cane talked about previously, a cane that broke on Yom Tov. And you can't use it anymore in the same way that you were able to use it when Yom Tov came in. You can't use that cane, that wood now, to make a fire in order to cook on. Although it's a Torah for Nefesh. You're allowed to move mukta, the Torah for Nefesh. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with mukta, the Torah for Nefesh. If you have a piece of wood you want to use to prop up the door, you'll be mishtamish with the mukta. If you want to take this keli that is broken on Yom Tov, which has become mukta, and now to use that broken keli in order to make a fire with, you wouldn't be allowed to. You'll be mishtamish with mukta. Mishtamish with mukta, there's no heter. So even though we're talking about the Torah Eichel Nefesh, all you're allowed to do is, you're allowed to move mukta, the Torah Eichel Nefesh. But in order to be actually mishtamish with it, or it just is in the way, you can't move it. The Chayodom, the Shibur itself, the Chayodom loves it. But the Tzeret Eichel Nefesh, you want to get to food. And the Mokta was the way to move it. What happens is, in order to get to the food is in a cupboard. The cupboard has a key. The key's in a safe, the key's in a purse to get a lot of money. It's Mokta, that purse. No problem. Chasav Chayodom, Hayamunas Masteach Shel Eichlin. It's a food. It's the key for the cupboard which contains the food. It is the teva hamilchedes the mois. Is it a safe, a place, or a purse which is where there's money, and there's money in it? Mutter, the haiti, a save it, a licker from in a mafair. You're allowed to move the purse, you're allowed to move the safe in order to get to the key, because that's the Torah of the Nefesh. You're moving mutter in order that you should be able to eat on Yom Tov. That's heter. And since Chazal wanted us to be able to eat on Yom Tov, therefore they understood that if a person apparently keeps that key in that purse for a reason. So if he won't allow him to put the key back there, then he won't take it out the first place, and he would delay himself from Sukkot Yom Tov. So they were must also, for that reason, his key was safe on the Shem Shkinoso. Not only are you allowed to take the key, move the purse, take the key out of the purse, and then put then having done that, you can put the key back, although now it's no longer the Torah Eichel Nefesh, but he's still the same from Mishum Tzulatzon. It's quite clear that there are kelim which on Shabbos are mukta. There are kelim shemlachton le'itzer. As far as Yom Tov is concerned, many of those kelim will be kelim shemlachton le'itzer. A lamp, a candlestick, so even electric lamp, I should say. They are on Shabbos. They are kelim shemlachton le'itzer, which in the ordinary way things you can't move. Only a tzeres lichum chayma on Yom Tov. Since one is allowed to make a fire, therefore those kelim are kelim shemlachton le'itzer. In the middle of the day, for example, the lady, the bench is left on Leil Shabbos. As you want to be able perhaps to move the table afterwards at some time, so we don't want the table to be a dosser to rub our soils. So if you put challah sporim on the table, the shas, like rubbing tomatoes, in order that the table should be dosser to rub our soils and mutter, you should be able to afterwards be able to want to do the dosser to move the table. On Yom Tov, you don't have to do that. Because those candlesticks, they themselves are mutter the talzah. So there's no problem. You don't have to put anything on the table. Because it hasn't become a boss of the double office. You can move a heater. You can move a heater, provided that you're careful not to be muddling something or to extinguish it. You can move the heater whichever direction you want it, the electric fan in whatever direction you want it to. You'd certainly be allowed to do that on the other. you'd be allowed into there is a sort of machloekes between two things that you know, the lesson that comes up when we learn. Open a car door on Shabbos. So open a car door on Shabbos. Do that something with a car. There's a way that's taken control. You're allowed to open the car? If the light doesn't work, right, you can know the car, it doesn't work. So many fast schools say, to get to this thing, you'll be allowed to open the door. I saw the person who ever seen in the Cubans, he holds a car is mukta mukta so kiss. That's not so old car. It's a fucking car. And it's mukta mukta so kiss. Mukta mukta so kiss is no heta of the moving the Tzadus Mokhoyma. But if on Yom Tov, you've left some food in the car, and you want to get, so on Yom Tov, you'll be allowed to even to move mukta mukta so kiss in order to get to food. Because that's an effort. That's moving the muksa. Even if there's no one on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Muksa not so kiss, Daniya. But on Yom Tov, if the food is in the car, you'd be allowed to do that. One other thing that comes up from what we've done before, although I think this is actually quite shy, perhaps even on Shabbos, but it's Yom Tov. I thought we'd done on this with Yom Tov. We have an air conditioning unit, freezer, which meets on, well, there's water coming out, you've got a carpet, whatever is there, you want to put a key there in order to detach the water. It appears that that's neither, it's certainly neither, it might be neither double.
You said rain is not
neither. The Gemara says neither of them. The Samaskolim, what used to be, that the rain is considered that it's there already. What you're doing is you're taking a Kaili, yeah. You're battling a Kaili. If it is neither, if what happens is, the water that's come out, this is something with condensation, this is something new, that's neither. Now, if it's neither Gomel, it's after Shabbos and Yom Tov. That means, if you put a Kaili there, you'll be able to do the Kaili afterwards, because if the neither is going to the Kaili, you're battling a Kaili Mechone. The answer to that would be to put into the Kaili something which is heterodomo before you put it underneath the air conditioning unit. So in that case, it's become a bosses of Dava Hamutta. So even if the water drips into it, you have been without the Kaili Mechono and you'll be able to move it. Otherwise, it depends how far that goes. Probably you can use the room. It's just if you're a little afraid of the carpet in the room or whatever. So then, say, pashtus is mafukeli mechona to put a keli underneath that to catch the water. If you put a dava heter inside that keli, then you have your mafukeli mechona.